purposes, CAO, would you like to give us a quick update?
Sure, this is just simply a quarterly update on strategic priorities and the work of council, updating some of our accomplishments over the last quarter and some of the work on strategic priorities. So this is just simply a quarterly update.
Any questions or comments of councilors on this issue? Hearing none, we will move on to 10-0, Engineering and Works. And we have nothing under Engineering and Works today. 11.0, Finance. Under 11.1, we have audited financial statements for 2016-17. Deputy Mayor McLeod, would you like to take the lead on this one?
I recommend that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve the audited financial statements and the trust fund financial statements for the fiscal year ended March 31st, 2017, as presented by Bellavo Vino Inc.
Seconder for that, Councilor Kelly. Jennifer, would you like to give us a quick update on this?
So our audit committee met this morning at Worthington Audit, and our statements were reviewed. Our audited draft financial statements were reviewed by Bellavo Vino. So our report, or the management letter attached to these statements, will be unqualified. There were no issues, no problems, no extraordinary items of note. So everything was clean, clear, and organized, and it's fine. We will note that as far as our FCIs, or our financial condition indexes, we did have improvement based on how we finished this fiscal year end in our uncollected taxes. And you recall that we have three red marks on our FCIs. Unfortunately, a great budget with very little variance on actuals doesn't give us the benefit of increasing our assessment base, which our other two red mark FCIs are. Commercial assessment base as a percentage of our overall assessment for taxes, and the three-year average change in our assessment base at our other two red marks in FCIs. However, our uncollected taxes as a percentage of the total we bill for the year is our third red flag on FCIs, and we did improve on those. So combined with the fact that we did increase our tax rates slightly, it gives the base amount that our uncollected taxes are calculated as a percentage of. It increases that amount for the year, along with the fact that we decreased the amount that's outstanding. Our FCI for that category will improve dramatically after they contribute this year.
Councilor Fancy?
It's having three red FCIs. That doesn't... That's
it's not the end of the world.
That's right. I mean, I know I've gone to some of the meetings, and you expect it to be in it, not being up in the...
A lot of towns
things.
Have
yeah.
9,
yes.
10, 11.
Yes.
So,
yes.
And the fact that it's assessment based, it's not really an indicator of poor administration, poor financial management, or counselors and not making appropriate strategic priorities, that kind of thing. Assessment based FCI is a very difficult thing for a small group or for a municipality to control.
It's an overall picture.
Overall.
Because you're going to have some yellows, you're going to be great in other things. So it's like an overall picture.
Any other councilor? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you. Under 12.0, Recreation and Community Facilities. I have nothing on the list today. 13.0, Planning. Under 13.1, Dog Kennel at 380 Brooklyn Shore Road, Development Agreement. Deputy Mayor McLeod, would you like to take the lead on this one?
I recommend that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality give notice of its intention to enter into a development agreement with Kirk Minton to allow for a dog boarding kennel on property located at 380 Brooklyn Shore Road in the community of Brooklyn, and is identified as PID number 7008905, and that a public hearing be scheduled for October the 24th, 2017 at 8:45 a.m. in the council council chambers of the municipal building, 249 White Point Road in Liverpool, Nova Scotia.
Seconder to that, Councilor Kelly. I'll ask our planner, Mike McLeod, if he'd like to give us an update.
Yes, a little bit of background. The property owners at 380 Brooklyn Shore Road in Brooklyn have applied to the municipality for the operation of a dog kennel at their residence at this location. The property is located in the general residential R2 zone under the land use bylaw, which does not permit dog kennel uses as of right within the zone. However, the municipal planning strategy does allow for council to consider dog kennel operations by way of a development agreement process. So the application has been made for that development agreement. I guess the applicants are proposing primarily a day kennel operation with some occasional overnight kenneling of dogs. There are a number of things that council considers when looking at development agreements in effort to try to mitigate any potential impacts that a proposed use would have on the surrounding community. We've looked at incorporating a number of conditions within the proposed development agreement to try to mitigate some of the challenges around this type of use. A draft development agreement has been prepared as attached as Appendix B to this section. So I think the provisions that are included, we feel reasonably that this type of use would be successfully located on this property. So.
Any questions or comments of councilors? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you very much. We'll move on to 13.2, Public Communication Tower in Greenfield by Development Agreement. Deputy Mayor McLeod, would you like to introduce 13.2?
Okay. I recommend that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality give notice of its intention to enter into a development agreement to allow for the erection of a new telecommunication tower on property identified as PID number 70113584 and located off Medway River Road in Greenfield, and that a public hearing be scheduled for October the 24th, 2017 in the Council Chambers of the Municipal Administration Building located at 249 White Point Road, Liverpool, Nova Scotia at 8:45 a.m.
Seconded to that, Councilor Fancy. Mike, would you like to read the summons?
Yep, I guess as for the previous item, Eastlink has applied for a development agreement to allow for the erection of a new internet telecommunication tower on a property on Medway River Road in the community of Greenfield. The zoning itself for the property does not allow telecommunication towers as of right, but allows council to consider by way of a development agreement process. The parcel in question is actually part of the Freeman's Lumber Mill property. The tower, they're looking at a 15 meter or a 30 meter self-supporting telecommunication tower within the property. They have, as part of our development agreement process for consideration of such towers, we require that the applicant host a public information session prior to getting to the council stage. Eastlink held a meeting within the community, which there was about 15 people attended that meeting, and it was there were no objections to the placement of the tower. They were questions were more around when is it going to be done. They would like to see it done as soon as possible, as the tower is intended to improve the internet service of the users within the Greenfield area.
Counselors? Counselor Fancy?
Is there any discussion of cost? Is it gonna be just a straight user fee, or is it going to be different levels? I just wondered how people were reacting to this, or is there any discussion on that? Because I mean, it's nice to get there, but all of a sudden it costs you a fortune to be able to connect up.
No, I guess the intent of this tower, there is an existing tower within within the Greenfield area, but it I guess this new tower is essentially going to improve the service. It's a little bit bigger than the tower that's there, and it's going to improve the service for certainly the existing users, and hopefully it will expand the number of users that can have access to the internet. So I guess this, as far as the cost, that's I guess Eastlink determines what their fee structure is, and I guess we don't have input into that. So
any other counselor? Deputy Mayor McLeod?
Mike, I certainly agree with this recommendation, and it's certainly going to fill the mandate of the province to provide internet service to rural areas that do not have the capacity. And it also helps the business in the area, like Freeman's Lumber and other people that have home-based businesses in the area that can get a faster internet service. So it's very necessary.
Well, certainly is. It's an identified priority, obviously, of council to improve internet for our rural areas as it is across the province. So I think it's certainly a step forward in improving that service. So,
if I may, at this time, the CAO, is this part of the upgrade that's being required as a result of the Region of Queens application for $75,000 to the province of Nova Scotia to improve internet service in Greenfield?
My understanding is it is part of the plan.
Any other counselor have a question today? Are you ready for the question? All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you. Move on to 13.3, Bedford Parking Municipal Parking Meters. Second reading, Councilor Kelly, would you like to take the lead on 13.3?
Yes. It is recommended that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality give a second reading for a revision to bylaw 9, a bylaw respecting parking meters.
Second to that? Councilor Kelly? Mike, would you like to give us an update?
I'll refer that to our CAO is give him his last kick at the can.
A few months ago, council asked staff to take a look at an opportunity to recognize veterans in coming to the Region of Queens Municipality, and so we did a scan of other municipal approaches to this. And we felt that we could adopt this idea fairly efficiently and provide another means to respect the veterans in our community. So we made the appropriate revisions to the existing bylaw, and going forward, a veteran with a veteran plate parking at a parking meter, no longer need to feed it. So we'll sign the meters accordingly and do a basic communication plan to go with that, and then we can implement this fairly simply.
Any questions or comments of council? Are you ready for the question? All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you. We will now move on to 13.4, Heritage Advisory Committee appointment, and I'll ask Councilor Fancy to take the lead on this.
It is recommended that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality appoint Leslie Scott, Councilor Gilbert Johnson, and Councilor Kevin Hughes to the Heritage Advisory Committee.
Seconded for that? Looking for a second. Councilor Frehley. Mike, would you like to
do something? Yeah, this is just some additional appointments to the Heritage Advisory Committee as per the Heritage Property Bylaw, which sets out the number of committee members that the Heritage Advisory Committee is to be made up of. And two of those appointments are for counselors to be serving on that committee, as well as following last month's recommendation for the other members of the Heritage Advisory Committee. We had another expression of interest from a member of the public, Leslie Scott, to serve on the committee. So this will complete, I guess, the number of members required for this committee. So we'll look at the kickoff committee, our meeting of that committee within the next couple of weeks.
Thank you. Any questions or comments of counselors? Are you ready for the question on this? All those in favor of the motion? Unanimous, thank you. Thank you, Mike. We'll move on to 14.0 reports. Under that, we have 14.1, bylaw enforcement officer's report for the month of August. Provided for information. Any comments or questions on that report? Hearing none, I'll move on to 14.2, building officials' monthly report, if any, for information purposes. Any questions or comments on that report? Hearing none, I will move on to 15.0, under other. We have 15.1, building permit fees, information report. CAO, would you like to please speak?
Sure. The purpose of this report is to table findings of some analysis we did with respect to building permit fees across Nova Scotia municipalities. The findings were that the Region of Queens are at the bottom of the fee schedule, and it will be recommended that council consider some revised fees during the development of the 2018-19 municipal budget. I would imagine that the objective will be to remain competitive and at the lower end of the fee scale, but to try to continue to work for some cost recovery for this important service delivery for development.
Any questions or comments of councillors on this issue? Hearing none, we'll move on to 15.2. SoShore Regional Enterprise Network Liaison and Oversight Committee, information on the meetings. CAO, would you like to speak to us?
Well, a brief information report. Mayor and I attended a recent Liaison Oversight Committee meeting, and I wanted to share with council just the update of the meeting. Former board chair Annette St. Orange remains as the acting CEO, while recruitment for the new CEO or executive director, they need to classify the position, is worked out. There's been an appointment of a board member from Queens County, Bill Rafuse. There's still a vacancy that we're posted for, looking for Queens County representative. Committee reviewed the learnings briefly from the Provincial Regional Enterprise Network Conference and discussed that with good value having that and sharing learnings between each of the REMs. There's been work on a number of initiatives. One of the big things that will come to council or committee whole at some point in the future is retraining business retention and expansion program. Training has been completed. Our staff have done it. We'll need to discuss, you know, what sort of level of activity our municipality would look to do through that. So it's just a matter of sharing the notes from that meeting with council.
Any comments or questions of councilors? Deputy Mayor McLeod?
Just a note of interest. The mayor and I attended the Partners in Progress through the REN Association conference in Bedeck around the 7th of September. I will be making a report on that in the next several council meetings. I just received their an update on their slide presentations, which will refresh. So much coming at you at once, you can't remember it all. So once I review that, we'll make a report in the next meeting.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. Any other councillors? Okay, thank you very much. 15.3, job description amendments, recommendation. Councilor Muse, would you like to take the lead on 15.3?
It is recommended that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve the revised job descriptions for the Executive Secretary and Secretary and Receptionist Finance Department.
Seconder to that? Councilor Fancy? CAO, would you like to give us an update?
Sure. These are simply housekeeping amendments. Two positions that we have here in the office, one of the job descriptions was 14 years old, one was 10, and just had to make minor tweaks reflecting the different duties and reporting relationships in council. There's no change to pay band or salary, so these are purely housekeeping as per policy, though job description revisions come to council.
Any comments or questions of councilors? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? Unanimous, thank you. Under 15.4, UNSM committee appointment for information. CAO, would you like to read?
Sure. In the August 22nd meeting of council, a motion was approved to direct staff to prepare a report outlining options for consideration of council regarding opportunities for participation. Participation, managing participation, and determining selections and appointments from the municipality and the MSM. So, following the motion, we investigated the committee and working group recruitment approach of the union and municipality, and a copy of their policies included in attachment one. We also spoke to the UNSM. So, the UNSM is seeking, when it's putting out calls for candidates, qualified individuals. It's not looking for councils to make recommendations. So participation on UNSM working groups and committees are an individual opportunity. It might be noted that as well, travel for these UNSM committees and working groups are paid for by UNSM. So you know, we do have a policy that requires Region of Queens Municipality to have council approval for any town or travel to UNSM meetings or registration already. Our policy 47 and our policy 7 already address that. So for example, the fall UNSM conference, attendance or registration of that would be approved by council. No different than participation at the WEN conference was last month, and I believe we had some folks attend the spring UNSM conference. So at this point, there's no identified opportunity for another policy on UNSM's committee appointments, whereby UNSM's not looking for any appointments from the municipality, and there's policy already addressing how people can respond to that.
Any comments or questions of councilors? Okay. So we'll move on to 15.5, former Mount Pleasant school property, a recommendation. Councilor Frelick, would you like to take the lead on this?
It is recommended that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality declare 109, which currently is 108.
Yeah. 108, you can correct that, yeah.
Should I correct that? 108? College Street surplus to municipal requirements. Provide notice to existing lease tenants that the property is to be vacated no later than June 30th, 2019. Direct staff to work with tenants to identify alternative location options, including other municipal facilities, and direct staff to assess the cost and the value of demolition of the property in advance of the disposition.
Second for that motion? Councilor Fancy? CAO, would you like to read this?
Sure. So I want to preface that this is a difficult file, and want to be clear that we have five community organizations that are involved in the property: Queens County Food Bank, the daycare, the Family Resource Center, the Adult Learning Network, as well as Plans to Place. And we need each of these organizations in our community, and we need to work with them. I know from recent coverage in media, as well as talking to Charlotte White about the food bank. Usage is up in the food bank, There is a huge public need, and by all means, we have work to do to work with these groups. So the matter before us is not about the tenants. We need them, and it will be the decision of council of how to continue to financially support them. The matter is about the property. The former Mount Pleasant School was built in 1957. It came to the municipality some time ago as a surplus school. We have four tenants paying a, well, three tenants that pay a less than market value rent at about $1.20 per square foot, totaling $9,000 of revenue per year. For reference, a market value, which would typically be a better condition building, would be around $10 a square foot or a $75,000 a year rental or lease revenue from a facility. So we subsidize the rent on a cost basis of at least $20,000 a year, although providing the space, we're providing much greater value to those groups that are in there. So the issue at hand is really about the condition of the building. With close to $250,000 of deferred maintenance coming upon us, we're in a tricky situation. On the face of it, the level of investment that's required to simply maintain the building at a level of a good state of repair, so we're not talking about upgrades, leasehold improvements, and things that one might look for, simply maintaining it in a good state of repair, doesn't appear to make sense, and I'm recommending that we should turn collectively to a better property solution. In order to meet the funding levels to keep in a good state of repair, we're going to have to over double our annual expenditures on that building. With one of the primary near future issues being the septic system, it is beyond its useful life, and we have a big cost in front of us if we're to continue to maintain that building. So I want to state that would have been preferable that I would have had a little bit more time with this report to reach out to some of the tenants on a preliminary discussion, but I felt that this was an important file to get in the public domain and not saddle the incoming CAO or next CAO with this recommendation. I wanted to get it in the public domain before I finished my work. So this is the recommendation about working towards sustainable communities. The current facility is not sustainable at existing funding levels. And as a community, I'm confident that we can identify options. You'll note here that I have recommended a 2-year time frame. I believe that's more than adequate time to deal with identifying options and put those options in play and see what we can do to satisfy the needs of everybody.
Any comments or questions of councillors on this part? Councillor Fancy?
Yeah. Working up at the food bank, I understand that the building is like, and we understand that the position of how things are at this particular time. I know even up there now, it's like, you know, we have electricians coming in to do different things, so the wiring isn't good. We just put a bunch of money into putting a drainage around that, and that still isn't completely fixed. And there's all kinds of issues to go along with the building. I mean, I think it's understood everywhere. So when we look at this, we're not looking at it as how can we kick everybody out, but what are we looking at for the future? And is this building sustainable? And if we don't go forward with something, then first thing we may be pouring money into, because if we don't have a direction of where we're going, you don't want to be finding out we're putting money into something that we're going to end up tearing down anyway. So that money could be used elsewhere for other things. So when I look at this, I see a report that is being brought forward, and it's a 2-year plan. It's something of we have other unused spaces around, and trying to, I guess, maybe try to relocate. So it isn't like coming into a spot and saying, keep your own, find your own spot and see where we're going. So I don't think it's a, and also too, I'm looking at it as it's a staff report. The staff is, I'm trusting my staff to say that they're where they go, where they've come to, and where we're going to. And I mean, if I don't like the next report on where we're going to, it could always be looked at. But I think it's reasonable.
Any other councilor? Councilor Mews?
I think I move that this motion be deferred to the budget deliberations.
Seconded to that motion. Do I have a second? We have no second to that motion. Councilor Mews, thank you. Any further discussion on this issue? Are you ready for the question? All those in favor of the motion? Unanimous, thank you. That takes us to the end of our open council session items. A motion to go in camera would be acceptable.
Just before we do, Your Worship, if I just may, I think this is Richard's last council meeting with us.
Yes.
I want to thank you very much, Richard, for joining us at the Region of Queens. You've been a real spark and a delight. And I know you've taught us a lot and you've learned a lot from small town administration and municipal government. And I wish you all the luck in your future.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor.
And echoed by all.
Thank you. So now a motion to go on camera would be appropriate. Moved by Councilor Kelly to go on camera. Seconded. Councilor Fancy. Ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? Thank you. We will now take